Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, this weekend we begin our stewardship renewal. In the coming weeks, we will reflect upon the four pillars of stewardship, namely service, prayer, formation, and hospitality. We read in John 11:41, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, "I thank you for hearing me." Yes, Christian stewards act out of gratitude. They recognize that all good things come from God and there is a need to give back in thanksgiving. Christian stewards are motivated by gratitude to share their time, talent, and treasure with others for the sake of the kingdom. And what an amazing way to start our stewardship renewal. We just listened in the gospel, "Render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The gospel of the day is a challenging passage to become aware of our stewardship in life, and especially to give the first and prime importance to the obligations due to God. To God, our life giver, to God, our sustainer, to God, our meaning and purpose in life. The question on should taxes be paid Caesar or not was asked by two groups, the Pharisees and Herodians. It is interesting to note that forces with evil and crooked intentions often work in tandem. These two groups, normally opposed to each other, join hands to oppose Christ. The Pharisees resented and opposed the payment of tax to Caesar because they considered Israel as a sovereign state under God's rule and therefore should not pay taxes to another king. The Herodians, on the other hand, accepted and supported the payment of tax to Caesar because they belonged to the political party of Herod, the king of Galilee, who owed his power to the Romans. Saying a no would bring Christ before the Roman government for treason. Saying a yes would bring Christ before the Jewish authorities for blasphemy. The forces of evil had posed a severe danger to the mission of Christ. The answer by Christ would be very vital and important to the continuity of his mission. So Jesus, who was convinced of his purpose and aim in life, had the best answer: render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. Jesus did not deny paying to Caesar. He rather raised the level to one's relationship with God, who is the sole authority of life, the giver of all things. We too, in our Christian lives, often face situations of dilemma and trouble. In a world getting addicted to consumerism, materialism, relativism, and sensationalism, the challenge to live as good steward in tune with the gospel is especially great indeed. Situations may force us to give in, to abandon faith and follow only what reason teaches. Situations may make us to give up our values and follow the vain standards of the world. Situations may cause us to dilute the church teachings to accommodate our wants and pleasures. Situations may incite us to loosen our hold on true traditions to pave way for a modernistic lifestyle. But each of us, in any way of life, is a steward. We have a stewardship to belong to the Lord and to Him completely. We have a stewardship to spread the love of the Lord to the whole humanity. We have a stewardship to bring peace and harmony and the wholeness for the entire humanity. We have a stewardship to orient our lives to the values of the gospel and to travel heavenward. Let us rekindle the fire and zeal of Jesus, our King and leader, to be a good steward in our daily lives. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.